proclamation number 8054 dated the December 3rd, 1961. Is the Bible completed? How misguided you are to assume that with the scriptures, the book of the fathers, my word has come to an end, that I myself have set a limit in so far as that I now do not communicate any more, that I do not speak to people any longer. Who gives you the authority to make such an assumption? Who will deny me to speak time and again as father to my children? Who gives you the right to make the assertion that the Bible is sufficient on its own, that you humans need no other word? Those of you who reject every new revelation are still confined in the darkness of spirit. And in this darkness you will not understand the Bible either. Thus it is still a closed book for you because you do not understand the spiritual meaning of the letters, or you would also find the references concerning my continuous revelations in this book and the working of my spirit would be comprehensible to you. But as long as your spirit is still unenlightened, you cannot grasp the meaning of the word which I myself spoke to my disciples while I lived on earth. That you humans would be unfortunate if you were to content yourselves with a book which can no longer be checked by you yourselves for changes in its contents, if you were not repeatedly offered the pure truth from above as a guiding principle as to whether you yourselves are living in truth. Those of you who only accept the book of the fathers have not yet penetrated the ward yourselves. You have only read it intellectually but not allowed the spirit within you to speak, who instructs you and explains to you the spiritual meaning of the word. You adhere to the letter and do not understand its meaning. And when I myself want to guide you into truth, you deny my activity. And you suspect my servants of associating with my adversary, you question my will and the power to speak to those who devoutly offer their service to me and who are thus also able to hear my voice within themselves. And you stubbornly hold on to your opinion that my word is concluded with the scriptures, which you acknowledge as the only book through which I have revealed myself. And that is your loss. Because by rejecting my word from above you prove yourselves to be mere dead Christians, because living Christianity is an activity of love, and this would result in your spiritual enlightenment and thus also in an understanding for my exceptional help in times of spiritual hardship. Then you would also comprehend the Bible words, the promises, which I myself gave to you and which point out that I will reveal myself to those who keep my commandments. So how do you intend to interpret my promises, if you deny every new revelation? Do you want to call me a liar when I announce my comforter to you who will guide you into every truth? Single quote, how do you understand these words which have to come to pass? Because every promise I gave to people during my life on earth fulfills itself. And why do you not want to believe? Because your spirit is arrogant, because you lack inner life, spiritual awakening, and thus you believe that you are able to determine and limit me and my activity as it suits you. But you're mistaken. Even if you believe that you have acquired knowledge through your studies which entitles you to reject my word from above, you are spiritually arrogant and therefore you can never receive a revelation from me yourselves, because I only bestow my grace to the humble, and you are lacking this humility. And thus you still walk in darkness, and you will not be able to penetrate it since you avoid the light which could give you insight if you wanted to step into its radiance. My love for my living beings will never end, and hence I will never fail to speak to you humans wherever the conditions to do so are met. And my word will always sound in those who are of good will, to whom the Father can speak like to his children and who have a living faith in me. And to them I will give evidence of myself, and my own will recognize my voice because I can be present with them. I can reveal myself to them as I have promised. Amen.